Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling early, but is it possible to maybe take up your case now?
Sure, Dave. Ironically, I'm just near my death. Trying to pull up some other numbers that I thought maybe you'd be asking about, but
yeah.
I'll take a shot at it.
I may be able to put your concerns at ease here, just because this is pretty consistent with some other ones that we've had. Is this the only property owned in Taney County by you all?
It is.
Okay. And you've got it in a nightly rental program?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing, made a decision a few years back, and the State Tax Commission has upheld this decision, and that is that we, if you just have one that you got in a nightly rental program, we do a mixed-use classification of 75% residential and 25% commercial on the first one. If you purchase any other properties and put them in rental programs or nightly rental programs in the county, then those are going to be 100% commercial. But as for this first one, that's the mixed use that we've been doing to be consistent with everyone else. That sound reasonable?
Let me clarify. So if we were to buy another one, then they would both become commercial?
No. You continue. We assume that the first one is going to be used at least some for family or whatever. So we're giving a pretty reason. Anyway, we thought it was a reasonable discount. Not everybody agrees, but that's right. What we've been doing. I'm just making sure you understand that if you buy another one, you won't get this mixed use classification, and understand that we're not talking about property. If you do long-term rental in it, this has no application. This is just, a nightly rental. Okay.
Right. I understand that. Okay.
All right. I would make a motion as to BOE 2024-21 that we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I was going to ask a question. So roughly, if I went and took out where I got stumbled up is actually what I'm looking back at. I used to fill out a form for the this every year and tell you how many nights it rented and that kind of thing. And so that's what I was kind of going back to compare and whatnot. And then they kind of stopped that. But what happened last year, and I'm sure you've heard this from other people, but I'm a kind of fanatic in keeping all the records and whatnot. Shocked when my taxes went up so much. And then I talked to somebody in one of the office and they said, no, we sent out a form about it. Well, I'm not saying you folks didn't send it by any stretch, so please put that in your notes. I am saying, however, I don't think I got it, which that's not so uncommon because we had some difficulty last year, and I'm not saying I would never have lost it, but you guys did such a great job of sending that note out because it had red all over it, and I don't know how I could have missed it. So anyway, my taxes went way up like $900 last year. Since this is what you're proposing to most people, so roughly what will my taxes go down by, or somebody else said there's a special library tax and that kind of thing, so I'm just trying to get some estimate of what they might be.
Is it residential 19 and commercials 32, is that correct, 32?
Yeah, he can go to the assessor's website and find out how to calculate that.
Well, what the assessor's indicating is that you can go to the assessor's website and you can actually calculate it, but it will be it'll drop your rate for 75% of it down from 32 to 19%. Okay. So it's not it's only 25% commercial on the first one. And that's basically a 13% hike on a quarter of it is basically how you look at it. But you can calculate it, and if there's some concern that you did not get a notice of some sort, just call the assessor's office and make sure they have your correct information. Okay.
Yeah, I did last fall. That's why somebody was kind enough to send it to me then. They said you're late for this year, make sure you appeal this year. So, do I get anything written stating this?
You will get a written decision of our use. Okay. I believe that I already had a second, and I asked for discussion, so that was the right time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right, you'll get a decision in the mail. Thank you for taking the call up early.
No problem.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Another eagle's nest. This is out of Trophy Run. Is this just classification, or is this also evaluation? It seems to me at one time we had a bunch of evaluations out of the eagle's nest, but I may be wrong. This last one. Just classification. All right.
Trophy Run.
My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know it's early, but is it possible to take your case up now?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great news. We assume that you've got a property here that's in a nightly rental program, and you're appealing the classification. You apparently got a notice from the assessor saying 100% commercial. Is that my understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have an interest in any other LLCs or personal interest in any properties in Taney County besides this one?
No, sir.
Okay. So this is the only one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll repeat what I did with some other people just recently, but basically what we've been doing with these a few years back, we made a decision on these nightly rentals that if you just have one in Taney County, we're going to assume that you do use it significantly for personal use as well as nightly rental, and that we will give a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial and 75% residential. And if you get any other properties after this one that you put in a nightly rental program, then they would be 100% commercial. But as for this first one, we get a pretty good break on. Does that sound reasonable to you?
That sounds great.
Okay. I would make a motion as to BOE 22 that we classify this as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, sir. Thank you for taking the call up early. You'll get a decision and a notice and a recalculation of your taxes, okay?
Fantastic. Will they mail that to my primary residence in Texas? Can I confirm that address with you?
We are live here with the BOE, but we'll have we'll have somebody call you right after this to confirm the address for you. Okay.
No problem. It was on my appeal form application, the mailing address there at the top. But yeah, I'll look for the call. Thank you guys. Yeah, so
well,
much.
Hold on. Is that one on the application? Mm-hmm. You okay? They'll.
We'll verify.
Hmm. Verify his name. Yeah, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Jack Clark.
Jack Clark. Is that the contact you have?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Jack, we have the address, so it's on your
okay,
on
guys.
Your form. They'll send it to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I assume that is all we have today. If we don't have...
Do you want to try to reach the tailor again?
Oh, That was the first page, right?
Yeah. Number two.
This was BOE
two?
Mm-hmm. I put down we granted it, but I guess we didn't.
Oh, maybe we did it. I just didn't write it.
We did. You accepted assessor's values.
It was based off of the...
I mean, I don't mind. We can go ahead and call, just try to verify one more time.
Yeah.
Yes, Taylor?
Hi, yes.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I tried to call you a little bit earlier. I just wanted to verify with you, it sounds like that you and the assessor got together and that you agreed on an appraised value of $30,000. Is that correct?
Right, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we just wanted to confirm with you since we didn't reach you earlier, and we've already made the motion and granted that to put it at the $30,000. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So is the property tax going to go down a little?
The tax will go down pretty significantly on this one, yes. You'll get a notice of whatever address you put on your application, you'll get a notice at that address of the change, okay?
Okay, no problem. Yeah. They said they're going to affect this year or something last year or whatever. If you're doing, okay.
Yeah, I just was calling to confirm that you guys had talked and that was the value that you got to, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, do we have any other business before I recess for the day? Anything else?
I was going to ask on a lot of these nightly rental. Seemed like we get the same thing over and over and over and over again. So if somebody calls the assessor's office and all you got to do is ask, do you have one property in one LLC or your personal name? You know, David goes through it all the time. He can almost record it. Do you do that?
No, because I have a difference of opinion and I'm the elected official. So I believe like the other assessors in Stone, Christian, Greene County, that nightly rentals should be 100% commercial. And so that is not an option that I give. Each assessment year, it will come up the same way. Because again, it's not something that fits my statutes. Now, if you want to do that for people, you're the BOE.
Well, yeah, it's not been approved for 2 years
now. This isn't
the
state statute that other assessors follow, nor do I.
And the state affirmed it, right?
Not really. That's a matter of opinion also.
Well, in any event, is there anything else for...
Well, the other question I had about the Little Heroes is they're in a SID district, so how does that affect their taxation as well?
Okay, so at this point, I believe he owes around a little over $200,000. But of that, around $150,000 is the penalties and the interest. Again, the land is very, very minimally valued.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be, I don't think it's agriculture, but anyway, I think it's commercial, but it's very, very little value, and it's the same.
We are still online.
Because
we have not recessed.
Right. If we're talking about the one that we've already had, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
We are still live. That's what she was pointing out.
I don't think we're saying anything that's not.
No, that's fine.
Public.
The question was related to a matter we have on the docket today, so that's fine.
Okay. One thing I will add, on Friday, we will probably be presenting the splits and the combinations to you guys to get those approved. And then I also have a low-income housing apartment complex that I don't know that he has put in a BOE, but I'm going to have to get that done. I don't know if you want to do that on your record or if you want me to take it to the commission, but it needs to be fixed by September 1st. I just got his numbers.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you as the assessor feel comfortable with that in the past, with that particular statute or whatever that they had passed, I think, we've had these come before us. We've just sent them on to the tax commission. I may be wrong. This is the low-income housing tax credit.
The low-income housing, I get contracts. They're called LURAs. And I have specific forms that, and it's their calculations that I have to follow and get that number. And then typically I share that with the owner to check me for any error that they might see. And then that's when we bring it to you to have the...